2573. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 of silver. Behold, it is unto thee a covering of the eyes to all that are with thee and withal. And she was vindicated. And unto Sarah he said, signifies perception from spiritual truth. Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 of silver, signifies an abundance of rational truth adjoined to celestial good. Behold, it is unto thee a covering of the eyes to all that are with thee, signifies that rational truths are like a covering or clothing to spiritual truths. And withal, signifies that so also are the derivative truths. And she was vindicated, signifies that thus there was no fault and no harm. 2574. And unto Sarah he said, that this signifies perception from spiritual truth is evident from the representation of Sarah a wife as being divine spiritual truth. See number 2507, and of the same as a sister as being rational truth, see number 2508, and from the signification of saying as being to perceive, see number 2506. Sarah is here addressed as a wife and also as a sister, as a wife inasmuch as she had been restored, number 2569, and as a sister inasmuch as it is said, I have given thy brother 1,000 of silver. And that which was said by Abimelech was perceived by Sarah in the former relation. Therefore, by saying to Sarah is signified to perceive from spiritual truth. It is evident that these things involve deeper arcana than can be set forth to the apprehension. And even if they were set forth merely to some extent, it would be necessary to explain many things first that are as yet unknown, such as what spiritual truth is, and what perception from spiritual truth is, that the Lord alone had perception from spiritual truth, that as the Lord had implanted rational truth in rational good, so had he implanted spiritual truth in celestial good, thus continually the human and the divine, so that there might be in everything a marriage of the human with the divine, and of the divine with the human. These and many more things must come first, before the things in this verse can be unfolded to the apprehension. These things are chiefly adapted to the minds of angels who are in the understanding of such things, and for whom is the internal sense of the word. To them these things are represented in a celestial manner, and thereby, and by the things contained in this chapter, it is insinuated how the Lord by degrees cast out the human from the mother, until at last he was no longer her son. That he did not acknowledge her as his mother is manifest in Matthew 12, verses 46 to 49, Mark 3, verses 31 to 35, Luke 8, verses 20 and 21, John 2, verse 4. Also how he made the human divine by his own power, even until he was one with the Father, as he himself teaches in John 14, verses 6, 8 to 11, and elsewhere. These things are presented by the Lord to the angels in clear light by means of myriads of ideas and representations, all ineffable. The reason, as before said, is that such things are adapted to their minds, and when in them, they are in the blessedness of their intelligence and the happiness of their wisdom. Moreover, as there are angels who, when they were men, had conceived an idea of the Lord's human as of the human with another man, in order that in the other life these may be able to be with the celestial angels, for there ideas inspired by the affection of good conjoin, such things are dispersed by means of the spiritual sense of the word, and in this way they are perfected. This shows how precious to the angels is that which is contained in the internal sense of the word, although perchance it may appear as but of little consequence to man, who has so obscure an idea about such things that it is scarcely any idea at all. 2575. Behold, I have given to thy brother 1,000 of silver. That this signifies an infinite abundance of rational truth adjoined to good is evident from the signification of 1,000 as being much and countless. Here, infinite, or an infinite abundance, because predicated of the Lord, concerning which signification see below. From the signification of silver as being rational truth, see number 1551, 2048. And from the signification of brother as being celestial good adjoined to rational truth, as a brother to a sister, number 2524, 2557. From all this it is evident that I have given to thy brother 1,000 of silver signifies an infinite abundance of rational truth adjoined to good. Its being given to good, which is the brother, but not to truth, is because truth is from good, not good from truth. Concerning this infinite abundance, see above number 2572. That in the word 1,000 signifies much and countless, and when predicated of the Lord, what is infinite, is manifest from the following passages. In Moses, I, Yahuwah thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the sons, upon the third and upon the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Exodus 20, verses 5 and 6, 34, verse 7, Deuteronomy 5, verses 9 and 10. And in Jeremiah, Yahuwah showeth mercy unto thousands, and recompenseth the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their sons after them. 32, verse 18. In these passages by thousands is not signified any definite number, but what is infinite, for the Lord's mercy is infinite, because divine. In David, the chariots of God are two myriads, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them, Sinai in holiness. Psalm 68, verse 17. Where myriads and thousands denote things innumerable. In the same, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and a myriad at thy right hand. It shall not come nigh thee. Psalm 91, verse 7. Where also 1,000 and a myriad denote things innumerable. And as it is concerning the Lord, who in the Psalms is meant by David, they denote all who are his enemies. In the same, our garners are full, affording all manner of food. Our flocks bring forth 1,000 and 10,000 in our streets. Psalm 144, verse 13. Where also 1,000 and 10,000, that is a myriad, denote things innumerable. In the same, 1,000 years in thine eyes are as yesterday when it is past. Psalm 90, verse 4. 1,000 years denote what is without time, and therefore eternity, which is infinity of time. In Isaiah, 1,000 from before the rebuke of one, from before the rebuke of five shall ye flee, until ye be left as a mast upon the top of a mountain. 30, verse 17. Where 1,000 denotes many without any definite number, and five, a few, number 649. In Moses, Yahuwah, the God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times as many more as ye are, and bless you. Deuteronomy 1, verse 11. Where 1,000 times denotes numberless, as in common speech, in which also 1,000 is used for many, as when it is said that a thing has been said 1,000 times, or done in 1,000 ways. In like manner in Joshua, one man of you shall chase 1,000, for Yahuwah your God fighteth for you. 23, verse 10. As in computation, 1,000 is a definite number, it appears in the prophecies, especially when connected with history, as if 1,000 meant simply 1,000, when yet it signifies many or innumerable, apart from any fixed number. For historical matters are of such a nature as to determine the ideas into the nearest and proper significations of the words, as also to the names given. When yet real things are signified in the word by numbers as well as by names. As is evident from what has been shown before, number 482, 487, 575, 647, 648, 755, 813, 1963, 1988, 2075, 2252. Hence also it is supposed by some that by the 1,000 years in the Revelation, chapter 20, verses 1 to 7, there are meant 1,000 years or 1,000 periods, for the reason, as already said, that things prophetic are there described under the form of history, when yet by the 1,000 years nothing is there meant except an indeterminate large amount, as elsewhere also infinity of time or eternity. Behold, it is unto thee a covering of the eyes to all that are with thee. That this signifies that rational truths are like a covering or clothing to spiritual truths is evident from the signification of a covering, concerning which presently, and from the signification of the eyes as being things intellectual, as is evident from very many passages in the Word. And also from the signification of seeing as being to understand, number 2150, 2325. Everyone can see that in everything in this verse there are arcana which cannot be revealed except by some interior sense, such as the statement that he gave 1,000 of silver, and that this is said to have been given not to her husband, but to her brother, that it was a covering of the eyes both to her and to all that were with her, and also with all, and that thereby she was vindicated. Many historical conjectures might possibly be drawn from the sense of the letter, but without having anything spiritual in them, still less anything divine, and yet this is what the word is. As regards rational truths being like a covering or clothing to spiritual truths, the case is this. Man's inmost things are those of his soul, and his outer things are those of his body. The former are goods and truths, from which the soul has its life, for otherwise the soul would not be a soul. The latter draw their life therefrom, and are all like a body, or what is the same, a covering or clothing. This is especially evident from the things that appear in the other life, as from angels when presented to view. For their interiors shine forth from their faces, their exteriors being represented in both their bodies and their dress, and this so fully that everyone there can know their quality from their garments alone. For these are real substances, and thus essences in form. The same is the case with the angels seen and described in respect to their faces and dress in the Word, such as those seen in the Lord's Sepulchre, Matthew 28, verse 3, Mark 16, verse 5, and the 24 elders around the throne, Revelation 4, verse 4, and others. Nor is this the case with the angels only, but also with all other things that are mentioned in the Word, even those which are inanimate. In all cases, their exteriors are a covering or clothing. As, for example, the Ark of the Covenant and the tent that was round about it. The Ark, being the inmost, represented the Lord himself, for therein was the testimony. And the tent, outside of it, represented the Lord's kingdom. The clothing, that is, the veils and coverings, each and all represented the more exterior celestial and spiritual things in his kingdom, that is, in the three heavens, as is evident from the fact that the form of the tent was shown to Moses on Mount Sinai. Exodus 25, verse 9, 26, verse 30. From this it had its holiness, and not from the gold, the silver, and the carvings that were in it. Since rational truths are now treated of as being a kind of veil or clothing to spiritual truths, and as the tent is described in Moses in respect to its clothing or coverings, and also in respect to its veils which were before the entrance, for the sake of illustration, we may explain what was specifically signified by the veils. But what was signified by the encompassing coverings will of the Lord's divine mercy be told elsewhere. The veils of the tent were three. The first, which made the division between the holy and the holy of holies. The second, which is called the hanging for the door of the tent. And the third, which was the hanging for the gate of the court. Concerning the veil itself, which was the first before the ark, we read in Moses, "Thou shalt make a veil of hyacinthine, and bright crimson, and double-dyed scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of a designer. Thou shalt make it with cherubim. And thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of shittim wood, overlaid with gold, and their hooks of gold, upon four bases of silver. And thou shalt hang the veil under the clasps. And thou shalt bring in thither within the veil the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide unto you between the holy and the holy of holies." Exodus 26, verses 31 to 34, 36, verses 35 and 36. This veil represented the nearest and inmost appearances of rational good and truth, in which are the angels of the third heaven, which appearances are described by the hyacinthine, the bright crimson, the double-dyed scarlet, and the fine twined linen, in which the red color represented the goods of love, and the white its truths. The same is true also of the gold and silver with which the pillars were overlaid, and of which the hooks and the bases were made. That colors are representative may be seen above, number 1042, 1043, 1053, 1624. That gold is the good of love, number 113, 1551, 1552. And that silver is truth, number 1551, 2048. From this we can see what is signified by the veil of the temple being rent in twain. Matthew 27, verse 51, Mark 15, verse 38, Luke 23, verse 45. Namely, that the Lord entered into the divine itself by dispersing all appearances, and that he at the same time opened the way to the divine itself through his human made divine. Concerning the second veil, or the hanging for the door of the tent, we read in Moses, "Thou shalt make a hanging for the door of the tent, of hyacinthine and bright crimson, and double-dyed scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of the embroiderer. And thou shalt make for the hanging five pillars of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold. And thou shalt cast for them five bases of brass." Exodus 26, verses 36 and 37. 36, verses 37 and 38. By this hanging were represented appearances of good and truth that are lower or more external than the former, that is, the middle ones of the rational, in which are the angels of the second heaven, which appearances are described almost in the same manner as the first, with the difference, however, that for this hanging there were five pillars and five bases, by which number is signified what is comparatively but little. For these appearances do not so cohere together, or are not so celestial as are the appearances of the inmost or third heaven. Concerning the number five as meaning a little, see above number 649, 1686. And because these appearances look to natural things, it was commanded that the bases should be cast of brass, for by brass was represented and signified natural good. Number 425, 1551. Concerning the third veil, or the hanging for the gate of the court, we read in Moses, For the gate of the court shall be a hanging of 20 cubits, of hyacinthine and bright crimson and double-dyed scarlet and fine twined linen, the work of the embroiderer. Their pillars 4 and their bases 4. All the pillars of the court round about shall be filleted with silver, their hooks of silver, but their bases of brass. Exodus 27, verses 16 and 17. 38, verses 18 and 19. By this hanging were represented still lower or more external appearances of good and truth, which are the lowest ones of the rational, in which are the angels of the first heaven. As these appearances correspond to interior things, they are described in a similar manner, yet with the difference that these pillars were not overlaid with gold, but filleted with silver, and that the hooks were of silver, by which are signified rational truths that derive their origin immediately from scientifics, and the bases were of brass, by which are signified natural goods. All this shows that there was nothing in the tent that was not representative of the celestial and spiritual things of the Lord's kingdom, or that all things were made according to the type of celestial and spiritual things in the three heavens. Also, that the veilings or coverings signified the things that are like a body or dress around or without the inmost. Moreover, that veilings, coverings, clothing, or garments signify relatively lower truths is evident from many passages in the Word, as in Ezekiel. Fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was thy spread of sail. Hyacinthine and bright crimson from the isles of Elisha was thy covering. 27, verse 7. Where Tyre is treated of, by which are signified interior cognitions of celestial and spiritual things, and consequently those who are in them. Number 1201. Broidered work from Egypt denotes what is of the scientific. That Egypt denotes this may be seen above, number 1164, 1165, 1186, 1462. Hyacinthine and bright crimson from the Isles of Elisha, which was the covering, denote the rituals that correspond to internal worship, number 1156. In the same, all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay aside their robes, and put off their broidered garments. They shall be clothed with tremblings. They shall sit upon the earth. 26, verse 16. Also speaking of Tyre, robes and broidered garments denote cognitions out of scientifics, and thus lower truths. In the same, I clothed thee with broidered work, and shod thee with badger, and girded thee about with fine linen, and covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and put bracelets upon thy hands, and a necklace upon thy throat. Thou didst take of thy garments, and madest for thee high places with divers colors, and didst commit whoredom upon them. Thou tookest thy broidered garments, and coverest them. 16, verses 10, 11, 16, and 18. Speaking of Jerusalem, which is the spiritual church, described as it was of old, and such as it was afterwards when perverted. Its lower spiritual things and its doctrinal matters are the garments of broidered work, fine linen, and silk. In Isaiah, the Lord Yahweh Zebaoth doth take away from Jerusalem the whole staff of bread and the staff of water. Then shall a man take hold of his brother, of the house of his father. Thou hast a garment, be thou our prince. In that day he shall lift up his voice, saying, I will not be a binder up, and in my house there is neither bread nor garment. Ye shall not make me a prince of the people. The Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and in that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their anklets and their network, and crescents and their collars and chains and plates, and their head tires, and the ankle chains, and the sashes, and the soul houses, and the eardrops, the rings and the nose jewels, the festive garments and the mantles, and the robes and the satchels, the mirrors and the fine linen, and the turbans and the cloaks. 3 verses 1, 6, 7, 17 to 24. Jerusalem denotes the spiritual church, Judah the celestial church. The staff of bread and the staff of water, which will be removed, denote good and truth. The garment which the prince should have, the truths which are of doctrine. The clothing and various ornaments of the daughters of Zion, which are enumerated, all and each. The kinds and varieties of good and truth, of which they would be deprived. Unless everything here mentioned signified something peculiar to the church, they would not be of the word, in every expression of which there is what is divine. But they are predicated of the daughters of Zion, and by these are signified the things of the church, as may be seen above, number 2362. In the same. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on the garments of thy beauty, O Jerusalem, the city of holiness. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Isaiah 52, verses 1 and 2. Zion denotes the celestial church, Jerusalem the spiritual church, and garments of beauty, the holy things of faith. In the same, their webs shall not become a garment, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity. Isaiah 59, verse 6. Webs denote fictitious truths that do not become a garment. A garment denotes the exterior truths of doctrine and of worship. Hence it is said, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. In the same. Rejoicing, I will rejoice in Yehovah. My soul shall exult in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of justice. Isaiah 61, verse 10. The garments of salvation denote the truths of faith, and the robe of justice the good of charity. In John, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, that have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh shall be clothed in white raiment. Revelation 3, verses 4 and 5. In the same. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked. Revelation 16, verse 15. In the same. Upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments. Revelation 4, verse 4. Where it is manifest that the garments are not garments, but the spiritual things of truth. So where the Lord said in reference to the consummation of the age that they should not return back to take their garments. Matthew 24, verse 18. Mark 13, verse 16. Where that garments are truths may be seen above. Number 2454. Also in regard to the one not clothed in a wedding garment. Matthew 22, verses 11 and 12. And concerning John. What went ye out to see? A man clothed in bright garments? Behold, they that wear bright garments are in kings' houses. Matthew 11, verse 8. Luke 7, verse 25. Meaning that they were not in the externals of doctrine and worship, but in the internals. On which account he adds, What went ye out to see, a prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Matthew 11, verse 9. A prophet denotes the externals of doctrine and of worship. As garments signified truths of every kind, It was commanded that the sons of Israel, on going out of Egypt, should borrow gold and silver and garments, and put them upon their sons. Exodus 3, verse 22, 12, verses 35 and 36. Also that garments of various kinds, or mixed garments, should not be worn. Leviticus 19, verse 19, Deuteronomy 22, verse 11. And that they should make for themselves fringes on the borders of their garments, and should put a blue thread there, and that when they saw it, they should call to mind the commandments and do them. Numbers 15, verses 38 to 40. Formerly also they rent their garments, as seen in Joshua 7, verse 6, Judges 11, verse 35, 1st book of Samuel 4, verse 12, 2nd book of Samuel 1, verses 2, 11, and 12, 3, verse 31, 13, verses 30 and 31, 15, verse 32, 1st book of Kings 21, verse 27, 2nd book of Kings 5, verses 7 and 8, 6, verse 30, 22, verses 11, 14, and 19, Isaiah 36, verse 22, 37, verse 1. By which was signified zeal for doctrine and truth, which was thus torn to pieces, and also humiliation, because there was nothing appertaining to them that is signified by the adornment of garments. That such things are signified by veilings, coverings, clothing, or garments, is also manifest from the prophecy of Jacob, then Israel. He shall bind his foal to the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He shall wash his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Genesis 49, verse 11. What these words signify can be known to none except from the internal sense, namely a vine, a choice vine, a foal, an ass's colt, wine, the blood of grapes, garments, and clothes. But it is evident that they are predicated of the Lord, who is here called Shiloh. The subject spoken of is Judah, by whom is represented the Lord's divine celestial, and by the garments he should wash in wine, and the vesture he should wash in the blood of grapes, are signified the Lord's rational and natural, which he should make divine. In like manner in Isaiah, who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah, this that is glorious in his apparel, marching in the multitude of his strength? Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garment like him that treadeth in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was none with me. Their victory is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my raiment. 63, verses 1 to 3. Where also garments and raiment denote the Lord's human, which of his own power he made divine by combats of temptations and by victories. On which account it is said, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was none with me. Isaac, smelling the smell of Esau's garments, and so blessing him, Genesis 27, verse 27, involved the same. The holy itself of the Lord's divine human was also a garment which appeared as the light, and as white and glistening when he was transfigured, concerning which we read in Matthew. When Jesus was transfigured, his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became as the light. 17, verse 2. In Luke, when Jesus prayed, the appearance of his countenance was changed, and his raiment became white and glistening. 9, verse 29. And in Mark, when Jesus was transfigured, his garments became shining, exceeding white like snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. 9, verse 3. The garments of holiness with which Aaron was clothed when he entered within the veil, and which were of linen, had a similar representation. Leviticus 16, verses 2 and 4. likewise the garments of holiness that were for glory and for beauty, and those of his ministry. Exodus 28, verses 2 to the end, and 39, verses 1 to the end. For in these there was not one whit that was not representative. And withal. That this signifies that so also are the derivative truths, namely, those of the scientific and of the senses, is evident from what has been said above, and from the series itself. For it is said just above, Behold, it shall be unto thee a veiling of the eyes unto all who are with thee, by which are signified rational truths, which are like a veil to spiritual truths. And it is now said again, with all, by which are therefore signified still lower truths, which are derived from rational truths, these being no other than what are called scientific truths and sensuous truths. That these truths are derived from rational truths is evident from the order of influx. Interior things flow into exterior things, or what is the same, higher things into lower. But not the reverse. It indeed appears otherwise, namely, that man becomes rational by means of the things of sense and of scientific, but this is a fallacy. Good from the Lord is constantly flowing in through man's rational faculty, and it meets and adopts to itself the scientific, and in so far as it can do this and dispose them in due order, so far the man becomes rational. The case herein is the same as with the good and truths, which are called those of faith. Good from the Lord flows into truths and adopts them, and in so far as it can do this, the man becomes spiritual, although it appears as if the truths, called the truths of faith, flow in and render the man spiritual. It is also owing to this appearance that the truth of faith is so much cultivated at this day, while the good of charity is not thought of. 2578. And she was vindicated. That this signifies that thus there was no fault and no harm is evident from all that precedes, of which this is a brief conclusion. This is the end of part 2 of the original Latin. This is the beginning of part 3 of the original Latin. 2579, verse 17. And Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they brought forth. Abraham prayed unto God signifies a revelation, and God healed Abimelech signifies soundness of the doctrine in respect to good, and his wife signifies in respect to truth, and his maidservants signifies in respect to the affections of doctrinal things, and they brought forth signifies their fruitfulness. 2580. Abraham prayed unto God. That this signifies revelation is evident from the signification of praying when predicated of the Lord as being to be revealed. See number 2535. And from the representation of Abraham as being the Lord, often shown above. Here in the sense of the letter, there are two, namely, one who prayed and another to whom he prayed. For it is said, Abraham prayed unto God. But in the internal sense, there are not two, but one. For it was God or Yahuwah in the Lord who made the revelation, because he was conceived of Yahuwah. Yet in so far as he had that which belonged to the maternal human, so far he was another. How the case is herein can with difficulty fall into the ideas so as to be understood. These things can indeed fall into angelic ideas, which are presented in the light of heaven, but not so well into human ideas, which do not perceive unless illuminated by things that are the light of the world. Still less can they fall into the ideas of those to whom everything that is of the light of heaven is thick darkness, so as to be nothing at all. 2581. And God healed Abimelech. That this signifies the soundness of doctrine in respect to good is evident from the signification of healing as being to make sound, and from the representation of Abimelech as being the doctrine of faith looking to rational things. Number 25:10. That it is in respect to good is evident from the fact that his wife also is said to be healed, by which is meant the soundness of doctrine in respect to truth. For when in the word a husband is called husband, and also when he is called by name, he then signifies good, and his wife truth. But when a husband is called man, he then signifies truth, and his wife good. See also number 915, 1468, 2517. 2582. And his wife. That this signifies in respect to truth is evident from the signification of a wife as being truth. See just above number 2581. 2583. And his maidservants. That this signifies in respect to the affections of the derivative doctrinal things is evident from the signification of maidservants as being the affections of rational things and scientifics. See number 1895, 2567. Here of doctrinal things, because they are predicated of the doctrine of faith, for they belong to Abimelech, by whom is signified the doctrine of faith. Number 2509, 2510. For the signification of everything is determined by what is being treated of. 2584. And they brought forth. That this signifies fruitfulness is evident from the signification of bringing forth and of birth. In the internal sense of the word, none but spiritual and celestial things are signified, on which account, where mention is made of conception or of conceiving, of bearing or of bringing forth, of birth or of being born, of generation or of generating, as well as of those who beget as father and mother, and of those who are begotten as sons and daughters. All these are meant in none but a spiritual sense, for in itself the word is spiritual and celestial. And such is the case here in regard to bringing forth, by which is signified fruitfulness in respect to the things of doctrine. That in the word birth means no other kind of birth than this is evident from the passages that follow. In Samuel, the full have hired out themselves for bread, and the hungry have ceased, until the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children hath languished. Yehovah killeth and maketh alive. He causeth to go down into hell, and bringeth up. First Book of Samuel 2, verses 5 and 6. In Jeremiah, she that hath borne 7 languisheth, she breatheth out her soul, her sun is gone down while it is yet day. 15, verse 9. In Isaiah, sing, O barren that did not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud that did not travail with child. For more are the sons of the desolate than the sons of the married wife, saith Yehovah. 54, verse 1. In David, the voice of Yehovah maketh the hinds to calve, and strippeth the forests, and in his temple every one speaketh glory. Psalm 29, verse 9. In Isaiah, blush, O Zidon, for the sea hath spoken, the stronghold of the sea, saying, I have not travailed, nor brought forth, neither have I brought up young men, nor caused maids to grow up, As with the report of Egypt, they shall travail according to the report of Tyre. 23 verses 4 and 5. In the same. Before she travailed, she brought forth, and before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Does the earth travail in one day? And shall I not cause to bring forth, saith Yahuwah? Shall I cause to bring forth and close up, said thy God? 66 verses 7 to 9. In Jeremiah, ask, I pray, and see whether a man bringeth forth. Wherefore have I seen every man with his hands on his loins, as one that bringeth forth. 30 verse 6. In Ezekiel, I will set a fire in Egypt, and sin, travailing, shall travail, and no may be. 30 verse 16. In Hosea, Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird, from the birth and from the womb and from conception. 9 verse 11. In the same, the pains of one that travaileth came upon Ephraim. He is an unwise son, for at the time he will not stand in the place of the breaking forth of sons. 13, verse 13. In John, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing and pained to bring forth. The dragon stood before the woman who was about to bring forth, that when she brought forth her son, he might devour him. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to pasture all nations with a rod of iron. But the child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Revelation 12, verses 1 to 5. Who cannot see from all these passages that no other conceptions and births are signified than those which are of the church? And the same is the case with what is here said concerning Abimelech, that God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they brought forth. And that Yahuwah closing had closed up every womb of the house of Abimelech because of the word of Sarah, Abraham's wife. What is signified by these things in the internal sense is evident from the explication of the same. Namely, the quality of the doctrine of faith when regarded from divine truths and when regarded from the rational. When it is regarded from divine truths, that is, from the Word, then all and single things, as well rational things as scientific, confirm it. But this is not the case when it is regarded from human things, that is, from reason and science. For then nothing of good and nothing of truth is conceived. For to regard it from the Word is to regard it from the Lord, whereas to regard it from reason and science is to regard it from man. From the former comes all intelligence and wisdom, from the latter all insanity and folly. Verse 18. For closing, Yahuwah had therefore closed every womb of the house of Abimelech, because of the word of Sarah, Abraham's wife. For closing, Yahuwah had therefore closed every womb of the house of Abimelech, signifies the barrenness of the doctrine. Because of the word of Sarah, signifies by reason of the rational, if it had conjoined itself. Abraham's wife signifies that spiritual truth might be conjoined with celestial good. 2586. For closing, Yahuwah had therefore closed every womb of the house of Abimelech. That this signifies barrenness, namely of doctrine, is evident from the signification of closing to close up the womb as being to prevent conception itself, and from the signification of the house of Abimelech as being the good of the doctrine of faith, which shows that barrenness is signified. That up to this point in this chapter, God is mentioned. But here for the first time, Yahuwah, is because God is mentioned where the subject is truth, but Yahuwah where the subject is good. All the conception of doctrine is from good as a father, but its birth is by means of truth as a mother, as occasionally stated before. Here the conception of doctrine is treated of, and as this is from good, Yahuwah is mentioned. Whereas above its birth is treated of, and as this takes place by means of truth, God is mentioned, as in the verse preceding. God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they brought forth. The case is the same elsewhere in the word where conception is treated of, as in Isaiah. Yahuwah hath called me from the womb. Thus saith Yahuwah that formed me from the womb. Then shall I be precious to Yahuwah, and my God shall be my strength. 49 verses 1 and 5. Strength is predicated of truth, and therefore God is mentioned. In the same, thus saith Yahuwah thy maker, and thy former from the womb. 44 verses 2, 24, and elsewhere. For the same reason it is said, the house of Abimelech, by which is signified the good of the doctrine of faith. That a house denotes good may be seen above, number 2048, 2233, 2234, and that Abimelech denotes the doctrine of faith, number 2509, 2510. That there is a divine arcanum in the fact that they brought forth, and that the wombs of the house of Abimelech were shut on account of Sarah, is manifest. And this arcanum cannot possibly be disclosed except by the internal sense. 2587. Because of the word of Sarah. That this signifies by reason of the rational, if it had conjoined itself, is evident from the representation of Sarah as a sister as being rational truth. See number 2508. The word of Sarah signifies the whole transaction, namely that she was called a sister, and that Abimelech took her, but that he did not come near her. What these things signify further will be told in what follows.